To find out how the nuclear debate looks from Iran, we called Ray Takeh. He's a senior fellow with the Council on Foreign Relations in Washington. He's been monitoring Iranian newspapers, radio broadcasts, and other sources of information. And he says a recent poll found that 75% of Iranians want their country to continue a nuclear program.
The nuclear weapons program, in terms of discussion of them in the papers, centers on mainly that Iran requires a weapon of deterrence. Deterrence against a range of external factors, but most specifically against the United States, given the massive projection of the American power on all of Iran's peripheries. So this is largely viewed as a potential weapon for safeguarding territorial integrity and regime security from a prospective American intervention.
Is this the number one issue that Iranians are talking about right now, nuclear power?
For many within the ruling elite, they would want this to be the number one issue because it deflects attention from a range of other domestic quandaries that Iran has. But I do increasingly sense that the nuclear issue, along with the economy, are beginning to dominate national attention. Obviously, Iran is a country with significant economic difficulties, a stagnant economy with inflation and unemployment rates that are hovering over double digits. So there is an attempt by the regime to propound the notion of nuclear diplomacy, nuclear energy, as a means of conditioning public opinion, and it appears that it is having some impact.
So there are presidential elections expected in the spring in Iran. What are you expecting?
There's been an ongoing process of conservative consolidation of power. I would suggest that the presidential elections would be another attempt, a successful attempt by the conservatives to capture yet another institutions and essentially complete their takeover of all of Iran's institutions, both elected and not, certainly obviously non-elected ones.
Do you think that this nuclear confrontation, if that's the proper term, with the West, kind of a drawn-out nuclear discussion in any event, is something that benefits conservatives as they attempt to solidify their grip on power?
Well, it benefits them in a sense that they can once again embrace nationalism, once again embrace the notion that they are in the forefront of defending Iran's sovereign rights against predatory powers that are trying to deprive it of its legitimate prerogatives. But nevertheless, the nuclear issue has been different from other issues in Iranian politics in a sense that there's been a consensus across the political spectrum that Iran should have a robust nuclear program. This is a consensus that is shared by conservatives and liberals, reactionaries and moderates. So it's not an issue that breaks down the way Iran's traditional political debates have broken down between reformers and conservatives. It has enjoyed far more popularity and support across ranges of political opinion in Iran.
We've been talking to Ray Takeh. He's a senior fellow of Middle Eastern Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations. Thanks very much.
Sure.